babies.org. Having a good day. Open up your eyes and your ears. Got some good news on those things, I suppose. Mr. McFadden is back from his trip to Jazz Fest.
Hello.
And you can see the featured slideshow of the event. Mr. McFadden's pictures are posted at DougStephan.com for all the world to see. Mm-hmm. And he's here for all the world to hear on the radio stations around the country carrying this program and at DougStephan.com. Okay, that's number one. Jennifer, you agree that's good news? Jennifer,
that is great news.
Good news. Here's some good news for the family of Lumber Baron Wellington R. Burt, Esquire.
Lumber Baron.
Yes, Wellington R. Burt, Esquire, the third, the fourth.
It's fun to be a Lumber Baron.
Yes, it is. 92 years after this guy died, Wellington R. Burt is parting with the dough that he made and kept from his descendants. He left a will that said that he did not want any of his millions to go to any of his descendants until 21 years after his death and after the death of his last grandchild. The estate, valued at $110 million, will be shared among 12 of his heirs. Saginaw, Michigan is where this guy came up. He was once one of the 8 wealthiest Americans, made a lot of money harvesting timber, and was invested in the iron mines in Minnesota. He died. He was a state senator in Michigan later in life. When it came time to divide his fortune, he gave his children and grandchildren allowances, but told them they could only have one cook.
Boy, scratching rock bottom, right?
He built a mausoleum for himself, white mausoleum, in Forest Lawn for some reason or another. It's 15 feet tall, Jennifer.
Mm-hmm.
The estate would not be distributed until after the death of his last surviving grandchild. So 19-year-old Christina Cameron of Lexington, Kentucky, youngest of the 12 in line to get $2.9 million.
That's all that's left?
It's all, well, you divide 12, yeah, the lawyers. The lawyers did
it. Yeah.
Yeah, they take off the top.
What a moron this guy was.
Well, he didn't, he's one of those stubborn sorts. Did 20 attorneys, listen to this, Richie.
Yeah.
20 attorneys representing family have been watching over this and have struck the deal to divide the estate. The largest amount goes to them.
I would.
Isn't that sweet?
I would be surprised if this.
Maybe that's not such good news. Maybe that's.
Yeah.
I would have thought that this will would be challenged at some point and be able to take it to court and just say, Your Honor, the lawyers are going to get all the money over the next 30 years.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yeah, well.
They do it all the time.
Didn't do that.
Well.
All right, let's see. What else do we have in the good news department as long as we're on this roll? The investigation will continue, says the president, into Pakistan, creating tensions. Is that good news or not? It's good news that we're investigating. Too bad that we don't have a clearer or better fix, even though you've heard from people who have said the Pakistani leader says it was something that was just. I think those were his words, weren't they?
Yeah, oh, sure.
It was a just kill.
Yeah, but he's talking out of both sides of his face. He has to.
It's justice done. That's the verbiage, yeah. Yeah, but of course they're talking out of it. They've been for years, as have been the Saudis, talking out of both sides.
All of these governments who get billions of dollars from us say one thing to us and then have to say another thing to their people.
Okay, so here's the good news out of that, Richie. The good news out of that is that there is discussion and apparently agreement that we would cut our foreign aid to Pakistan down greatly or completely eliminate it.
So I'd be happy with that.
I would be too.
They don't like us there. The people don't like us.
Right. So there you go.
But the people don't know about the money. Only the government does.
Well, they probably
so the government does whatever they can to keep the billions coming in, and the people on the streets are like, we don't want their money because we never see it.
I'll take some of it.
Yeah.
Over here, I'll take some. The United Nations has approved a tax on the pirates.
Like Pittsburgh pirates or the Somali pirates?
How do you collect that?
Collect the air attack? What do you mean?
A tax on the pirates.
No, no.
Tax.
Oh, good, Ricky.
Okay.
Very funny. Yeah.
Thank you.
Authorizing
thank
a
you.
Group of nations connected to the UN Security Council to conduct land and air attacks on the pirate bases on the coast of the Horn of Africa.
It's one of my cousins.
Yeah.
The Horn of Africa.
Right.
Really?
I'm the Horn of Los Angeles. The Horn of Africa.
And we move on to another story.
Oh, come on.
Five police officers have been fired over a beating they conducted in 2008. Footage found the police officers beat a man in Birmingham. On camera, all the action. They brutally kicked and beat this guy unconscious after a high-speed chase. Five officers fired.
Another Rodney King, huh?
Well, this goes on all the time. My wonder is, what are these guys thinking if they don't get the fact that there are, they have those, don't most police guys have those video cameras in there?
And that's probably where they got this. If it was after a high-speed chase, the video probably came from their onboard cameras.
Yeah.
Idiots.
So it's appropriate that they get fired.
Hey, Bubba, you think my camera's on? Don't care.
Yeah. Okay, here's some,
too much fun.
Here's some more good news. Everybody ready? We're trying to get a little away from what we've been on to for the past 10 days. Pennsylvania State Police agreeing not to issue disorderly conduct citations to people who use profanity against them. This is a decision based on a suit from the...
Yes, I will.
Wow.
Well, it's... I don't know.
You were just quoting.
I was just quoting.
Whatever.
Put in quotes. Wake up and shine, Richie. By the way, did you see Kirstie Alley? She did some. She said something last night on Dancing with the Stars. They had a bleep.
My wife.
Anybody know what it is?
She says stuff all the time that they bleep on.
Yeah.
Show.
Really?
I don't know what it was.
Kind of got a mouth.
But the Bergeron laughed about it, and said everybody on the panel, and said everybody in the audience.
Yeah. No, they were all laughing.
She put her hands over her mouth. I'm not on the camera yet, Richie, but you get the idea.
We're gonna fire that up in a minute.
Fire that up. Okay. So. This is, I didn't mean to create a situation for you, Richie.
You know what? The big little red button is right there.
Yeah.
No big deal.
Gotta keep it used.
Anyway, on my toes.
If you want to know if Richie's still using you, want me to repeat the word again so that we make sure that that's being green?
No.
A-H.
I wish I could do it.
The word that you got bleeped was A-H. Yeah. Okay?
What's up with you this morning?
You're a little edgy today, buddy.
Did you get a little bit too much fiber yesterday?
I ate actually some Metafast oatmeal yesterday.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, good stuff. Which one?
Stayed with me for a long time. Blueberry.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah.
Blueberry.
Get on that Metafast diet, folks. Lose the weight. Matter of fact, how about I give people the number while I'm thinking?
Yeah. Hey, I can give you a little diet tip.
What's that, Rich?
Don't go to New Orleans.
No.
Hey, I can give you one, too. Don't go to Hawaii for
Stay home. I got another tip for you. Stay home. It'll save you a lot of money. We'll be paying those bums in the Middle East for all the gas that we're still buying from them and getting rooked. Do you see the amount of money these companies made? Conveniently, the announcement was made last week during the heights of all of the stuff.
Torn here. I've got a real problem with raking people over the coals for making money.
I don't make.
We're capitalists.
Yeah, we are. No question about that. And their profit margin, 30-some-odd percent, is well within the limits of what's appropriate.
While struggles, I know.
It just is that the only reason they raise the prices is because they could, and people say, "Well, that's good business." It's unbridled capitalism, unchecked capitalism, versus the free enterprise system which the country was based on, and that may be something that's not so cool. Meanwhile, speaking of companies, Medifast is a company that's been in existence for 31, 32 years. The reason it's existed for as long as it has is because of the support of 20,000 doctors who say Medifast meals are great. You lose 20 pounds the first month. That's great. Rich has lost how much altogether on the Medifast plan?
Well, I was down about 28 pounds. Now right, I'm backing up to 25.
Okay. Jennifer, you're...
We're so in the same boat.
All right. So there's Jennifer as well. But she's on it and been religious about it?
You know, although it's okay because, you know, I've splurged a couple of times and you gain like 2 pounds. Yeah. And then you're good
It'll
for a couple of days.
It'll come right off.
It comes right off.
Yeah, okay. Call 800-506-4115. Sign on for Medifast. 800-506-4115.
Live from Progressive.
Flo here. With more discounts than ever before, Progressive can save you a lot of money on your car insurance.
Savings.
Oh, you can get bigger savings than that.
Savings.
That's close, but you can really save a lot of money.
You're going to get some savings. Savings.
Much
savings.
Better.
Discounts for safe driving, owning a home, and more. Now that's Progressive. Call or click today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and its affiliates, Mayfield Village, Ohio. Prices vary based on how you buy. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Wearing glasses with Crizal lenses can make a big difference in your vision. Neither the teeming rains of India, nor the snows of Kilimanjaro, nor the glare of the paparazzi at a Hollywood opening can keep your lenses from giving you the clearest vision possible. For no-glare lenses with great water, dirt, dust, scratch, and smudge resistance, choose Crizal. Live life in the clear. That's C-R-I-Z-A-L. Crizal. Ask for them at your eye care professional.
Find your magic at Macy's Super Saturday Sale with all-day specials Friday and Saturday. All 14-karat gold earrings now 65% off. Van Heusen and Via Europa Wovens just $17.99. Clearance bras and panties only $2.99 to $6.99. A new Tools of the Trade 24-piece cookware set just $49.99. And all 7-piece jacquard or embroidered comforter sets are $69.99. Macy's Super Saturday Sale. Savings on regular sale and clearance prices. Exclusions apply. See store for details.
Here's another question from the Geico Savings Mailbag.
Susan from Miami asks, do you believe virtue is its own reward?
Ah, yes, indeed I do. But I also think cash is a pretty nice reward. And cash is exactly what you could save when you switch to Geico.
Right.
Yeah, and Geico also offers rewards in the form of good driver discounts, multi-car discounts, and defensive driver discounts.
So maybe discounts are their own rewards.
Hard to argue with that.
For a free rate quote, visit geico.com to see how much you could save. Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
If you've never experienced gelling with Dr. Scholl's massaging gel insoles,
you've never walked all the way to work on top of cushy throw pillows,
or worked a jackhammer while standing in a field of beautiful daisies.
That's because gelling does more than change the way you feel. It changes your state of mind.
So I can teach my class
while enjoying the soft white sand under my feet.
Experience all-day outrageous comfort for yourself with Dr. Scholl's massaging gel insoles. Are you gelling?
I'm glad I have feet.
Protection against web-based threats like malware and phishing has become a serious challenge for companies with distributed workforces. Barracuda Networks, the world leader in content security, application delivery, and data protection with more than 130,000 customers worldwide, can help. Web Security Flex combines physical and virtual gateways with cloud services to protect both on-site and remote users from a single portal. Stop web threats. Visit Barracuda.com/Flex to try Barracuda Web Security Flex free for 30 days. That's Barracuda.com/Flex.
800-510-8255, 21 after on Good Day.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Micro plant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with micro plant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Chuck is in Seattle. Yeah. Hi, Chuck.
Yeah.
That's a wonderful greeting, Chuck.
I walked on Edward G. Robinson's
story. Hold on, man. I got to shut my radio down.
Well, wait. I'm going to do my Edward G. Robinson impersonation while you're gone.
See, the radio's all the way across the room. See?
One radio for you, two for me.
How you doing there?
We're doing well. How you doing, see?
Perfect.
Yeah, great. See, Chuck. What's the answer, see, Chuck? To the question, see?
Condoms, for crying out loud.
Condoms, yeah. That's right, see? Condoms. Everybody needs a condom.
Hey, Doug, is it condoms, see?
Beg your pardon?
See?
Exactly.
You know who else he can do?
No.
Edward G. Robinson. Do Edward G. Robinson for him, Goober. Listen to this, Andy. Go on, Goob. Edward G. Robinson.
Okay, you guys. Come on, you guys. All right, you guys. Beat it, you guys.
Join the party. Doug Stephens, good day.
All right, time now at 24 past the hour for a 2020 news quiz question. Actually, this was something that was in the news a number of years ago, and I thought it was worth a rehash or regurgitation because I felt when I first learned this back in high school, I think, when I learned this, it was good news then. First woman nominated to be President of the United States. What was her name? 800-510-8255. What was the name of the first woman?
I remember this.
She came out of the suffrage movement in New York City.
Yeah.
I took a whole class on this.
Yes.
Rebellious women.
Yep. Sort of I was saddened. I don't think we talked about this. How many weeks ago did Geraldine Ferraro die?
Yeah.
3 weeks ago?
About 3 or 4 weeks ago.
Three or four weeks away. All right. So from the time that this lady was nominated to be president to the time Geraldine Ferraro was nominated to be vice president was 112 years.
Wow.
So you can do a little math there. 800-510-8255. Who was the woman first nominated to be president of the United States? Cool story, actually. Talking a little bit about money and those who want to gang up on big corporate America, here's some more fodder for you. The median value of compensation for CEOs of the 350 biggest companies in our country rose to an average of $9.3 million last year before Benny's, 11% higher than it had been the year before. What happened to the depression and the recession? Apparently doesn't effect. And this isn't just conversation. You come up with whatever your own spin on this is at 800-510-8255. 350 major companies, average pay for the CEOs, $9.3 million. They ought to be able to get what they want. Right. At the top of the list is the CEO of Viacom, who made $84 million last year, more than double his pay from the year before.
Wow.
Larry Ellison, who runs Oracle, $68.6 million last year. Les Moonves, who runs CBS, $53.9 million for him. So the two of the three of the highest paid executives work for the same company. Viacom owns CBS.
Mm-hmm.
Viacom exec, and that's not even to talk about Sumner Redstone, who's the chairman of the board and really runs Viacom. Four of the top 10 most highly compensated CEOs were heads of media companies. The guy that runs Walt Disney, Time Warner, Rupert Murdoch got $16.5 million in compensation, but he also owns 43% of the stock, I think, 41%, 43%.
Wow. It's a big chunk.
A lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a different world there, and we know that. And I'm not one who wants to separate the haves and the have-nots. But I do think, again, underscoring the difference between, and this is sort of part of the oil discussion, the difference between capitalism and free enterprise. Unbridled capitalism has not helped as many people as free enterprise has. What say you on that? 28 after on Good Day.
And now on to the bonus round. If blood is thicker than water, what's thicker than blood?
Fondue cheese?
Correct. Never look a gift horse in the mouth. Why not?
Gingivitis.
Correct. Netflix lets you watch unlimited TV episodes instantly through your what?
Your game console or other devices.
Correct! Watch unlimited episodes of your favorite TV shows and movies instantly through your game console or other devices. All for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
Hey folks, Kent Emmons here. Have you ever wondered how the wealthy vacation? Do you picture big suites at luxurious resorts and fun and exotic destinations? Well, you're right. And now you and your family can vacation like the rich and famous for about the same price that you've been paying for those cheesy hotel rooms. Get ready to write down this number because what used to be available only to the wealthy is now available to you. It's called Vacation Ownership. And now for only $99, you can take a 3-day, 2-night Discovery Vacation, and we'll show you how you and your family can vacation in style for the rest of your life. For only $99, choose from many exciting destinations including Las Vegas, Orlando, Branson, Williamsburg, Myrtle Beach, California, Mexico, and more. So leave those cheesy hotels to the Griswolds and treat your family to the luxury they deserve. Family vacations are all about building memories that last forever. So give us a call. Here's the number. 1-800-615-0438. 1-800-615-0438. Toll free. 1-800-615-0438.
Women move the world, and Caltrate helps move them.
I asked my gram to sponsor me in her walkathon,
and I said okay, but she'd have to sponsor me back, because I'm walking too.
Caltrate provides the essential calcium that helps keep bones strong and muscles moving. Caltrate gives us 1,200 milligrams of calcium and 800 IU of vitamin D.
We'll do the full 5 miles
and do it together.
Caltrate helps women keep moving because women move the world.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Ready to save? Then you're ready for the Super Summer Sale at Herbal Healer Academy. Herbal Healer has been the leader in quality natural supplements for 23 years. Log on to HerbalHealer.com and take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on 500 parts per million colloidal silver. The best pharmaceutical grade available and all sizes on sale. Super Male Plex with Uhimbe and Super Femplex for summer toning. Buy glucosamine chondroitin 60 caps, summer sale priced at only $12. Colon Enhancer 250 caps, summer sale priced at just $18. And if your brain's a little foggy, we have a great supplement on sale called Memory Power. Log on and hit the postcard specials link for more super summer savings at HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free catalog with first order. Herbal Healer Academy, healing the world with nature one person at a time.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection action so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amounts. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
See you typing your emails.
Hi,
now.
How are you doing? I'm just sending something to
no
you
and
Michael.
No secrets when the
camera's
rolling.
Yeah, hey. But the music in the background is entertaining.
It is.
Yeah.
I like it.
Yeah, so there you go. All right, so my focus, I'm writing, this is about my focus on oil. Stand by here. Focus on oil.
Focus on oil.
There you go. All right.
There it is.
So, hello, everybody. Good morning. You can follow the video. We finally got this knocked, I think, so that we should have our video up there. It takes us a while to get all of the work done, so technologically, this camera can follow me. Richie's being followed. Someday we'll get Jennifer on the horn. Get it?
Get it.
800-510-8255. Okay, our 2020 news quiz. This is sort of a history quiz pertaining to something that would have been had there been radio on the air at the time. Imagine what the world would have been like if radio had been around in 1872. Cool, huh? The first commercial station went on the air in 1928, or late 28, early 29, KEKA, Pittsburgh. It would have been neat if it had been around. I'd like to have heard.
Imus was on that station.
Imus may have been on that station. You're probably right about that.
What would they have talked about in 18... Whatever.
We had some audio
Industrial
yesterday.
Industrial Revolution, I'm
I had,
sure.
I was passing on in the Milestone Department... retirement of Charles McCord, who had been Imus's man for 30-some-odd years.
Man, it blew my mind to see he was as old as he is.
Yeah, well, but he'd gotten old yelling at Imus all his
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
You don't never get that old, Richie, because you never yell at me, at least on the air.
No.
Once in a while. Okay, so here's the 2020 News with Quest. You got 5 minutes to figure this out for a swell prize. 800-510-8255. I want to know who the first woman was to be nominated for president. She was not elected, obviously, nor has any woman ever been elected. Came closest when Hillary Clinton ran, and I wish she'd have won. Frankly, my spin on it is I wish that she were the president at the moment. By the way, she got photoshopped. Did you notice that? She got photoshopped out of some of the pictures that were sent out the night of the killing of Bin Laden.
Why
she was there. Well, that's I'd like to know that myself.
Some oh, of you the, mean the war room picture with
the
her?
The war room picture of her was shopped out by some news media, not in our country, but other countries.
Huh. Why oh, maybe because women, God forbid, were in a
yeah.
position
yeah.
of power.
Who knows? 800-510-8255. Also, as we talk about what the price of fuel is, and you'll notice, I think, my prediction is it will go down in the next 14 days, the price of fuel will go down 40 cents.
We always do this around Memorial Day. We had this little dance with the oil companies.
Well, but, the dance it's, this year has been
yeah,
exacerbated
little,
by
right.
The speculators who are out of control and the people who – actually, there are three or four people in New York and three or four people in London who pretty much control all of this, and it's really just wrong. And we would have a way out of it if we'd get closer to approving our own usage of our own oil. That's a different subject, I guess. But also ethanol and the argument about ethanol, making more ethanol. I think that with that comes the discussion, although it may be short, it's worth considering whether or not it is, in your mind, more important to protect the environment or be self-sufficient. In other words, there are those, and I don't agree with them, who think ethanol is not good for the environment. I think it is good for the environment. And I'm closer to it than many people who aren't connected to the source, the agricultural side of this. But also it's a step towards self-sufficiency. But I want to know what you think. What's more important to you, being self-sufficient or and not dependent on other countries, other sources of fuel, as we are now, or protecting the environment? I think I know which side most people will come down on, but why not make a discussion out of it for a few minutes, right? 800-510-8255. Meanwhile,
can I ask a question?
Good news. One bit okay. more. We're talking okay. about good news
why
here this hour.
Why can't it be both?
Well, don't you get both if you do one?
Yeah, but that's not the way some people see it.
Okay.
I guess especially when it comes to the ethanol side of it, Richie. Good question, good point. Not everybody sees it that way because they see that ethanol is being used more and more, and they think that that's the short-term fix to this, and there's something to be said for that short-term fix, because we have it right now. We can make it right now. Meanwhile, the good news for the military-industrial complex, Israel has announced it will buy a missile system, the Iron Dome missile system, for $1 billion from America, American interests. There we go.
We need to sell something, otherwise we're all going to have to bake brownies
yeah,
for
really.
A bake sale.
Yeah, right, yeah. And it's certainly we need to arm the world more because there isn't enough armament floating around the world at the moment. 800-510-8255. Okay, let's see here if we can figure out with everybody on different pages, Richie. Here's May Lynn in Harbinger, North Carolina. Hello.
Hello.
How are you?
All right, how about you?
I'm sorry?
I say, how about you?
I'm doing well, thank you.
Yeah.
It's an interesting name. How'd you come by that name?
I was named after my daddy, and then I always heard it was come out of the Bible.
Really? It's interesting. Women used to be named for their mother and father, but men never were. Did you notice that? Men never have been named for both mother and father. Betty Lou,
right?
For example, was for mother and father, Betty Lou, somebody I grew up with. But where, how would you, you could be Lou June, right? For Father Lou and Mother June?
Right.
That a stretch? Maybe a little bit of a stretch. All right, so anyway, who do you think the first woman nominated for president was in our country?
I want to say Harriet Stowe.
Harriet Beecher Stowe. That's actually a pretty good guess, not the right one. That's a very interesting guess. Yeah. What do you know about Harriet Beecher Stowe?
Just from my junior high American history.
Uh-huh.
But
good recall on that.
Yeah, that is a good recall. Excellent. All right, sir. Thank you for the call. 800-510-8255. Denise, who was the first woman nominated to be president?
It was Victoria Clavin Woodhull.
It was,
in
fact.
Homer, Ohio.
She was in Ohio, and she's a Buckeye like you, right?
Correct.
How far is that town from you there in Mount Vernon?
Well, it's about 12 miles, but we actually have a farm right there at Homer, and that's how I became familiar with her history, a little bit of it anyway.
Isn't that cool? So that knowledge, did you ever think you'd be able to use it this way?
Not in a million years.
You mean you never thought that would buy you a Doug Stephan hat? Right.
Or a T-shirt or a sweatshirt or something else. Very good, Denise. I knew where the farm is in what town again?
Homer, Ohio.
Homer, yeah. Are you growing beans, corn? What are you doing there?
Well, right now it's just sitting dormant.
Really? Why is that?
Well, we're remodeling the farm, and we haven't got it rented out yet.
Wow. If I were closer, I'd rent it. There's a side of me that wants to go to Ohio and be a farmer and get out of Massachusetts.
Hey, come on down.
Yeah, I'd like to.
There's actually a large old dairy, so you can get right in.
Oh, perfect. I'd be right at home. So just out of curiosity, given the fact that you have a dairy or do you have a farm elsewhere that you are running, or have you just have that land and somebody else uses it?
We just did a hobby farm when our kids were growing up.
I got it. Yeah.
And raised some beef cattle and hogs and things like that. We didn't actually run a dairy or were productive at it to where we could earn a living.
Right. So what is your feeling, given your background growing a lot of corn, in the debate between environmental influence or import and self-sufficiency when it comes to ethanol and things like that? Which side do you come on, the side of the environmentalists who say ethanol is not good or those who believe that we ought to be self-sufficient?
I'm leaning more towards the self-sufficiency.
Yeah.
I think that we ought to use the resources we have at hand to keep our country more self-sufficient.
Yeah.
And not rely so much on foreign oil where at any time, you know, technically it could be cut off and we'd really be in trouble.
Yeah, we sure would be. All right, that's good. Thank you. Hold on just a second, Denise. Very nice to make your acquaintance. Happy you're listening in Mount Vernon on WMVO, and we'll send you something good from the Doug Stephan closet, as it were.
Luckily, if anybody cut us off, it would be the end of them as well. They need our money.
Right, they do. Mm-hmm. 800, like the Chinese do.
Exactly.
800-510-8255. Comments on ethanol and the economy and whether or not you're a person that is interested in self-sufficiency, and if you don't like ethanol and you want self-sufficiency, then the obvious answer is more. What is the answer? More is a great video today, and I mean great, 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 great. I'm so pleased that we put this up, that I found this from a listener. Go to DougStephan.com and look at this video on the new highway, the idea about a solar highway and what it would do. It just is so amazing. It's so cool.
I'm seeing that right now. Very
check
cool.
That out. Okay. Thank you, Rich. 16 and a half before the hour. That's our time. It's time for you to be pain free. Pain free. Go to drkenshow.com right now for your free sample of Salon Pause. You like that, Richie? Salon
Pause. Salon Pause.
Salon?
That's right.
Pause? All right. It's S-A-L-O-N-P-A-S. Guess one of the things is I'm never going to pronounce it right.
Yeah.
It doesn't make any difference. Who cares?
Right. Salon Pause. Right.
Go to the Dr. Ken Show website and click on to this information that's about a patch, long-lasting relief you get from back arthritis, muscle pain. You don't tolerate pills. Not good for you. I recommend Salon Pause, and so does Dr. Ken. And he's put a free sample available at his website, drkenshow.com. Nothing else has been proven to beat the pain that you get from just exercise, regular exercise. You like that when I did my exercise, Richie, for the camera?
Very active.
Exercise, right, exactly. So go to drkenshow.com, get the free sample of Salon Pause, or if you're aching today, go to your local Walgreens and pick up a 5-count box of Salon Pause.
Put together peanut butter, chicken, and asparagus. Mix well, and you get a $25,000 scholarship. How? 8-year-old Margalit from Raleigh, North Carolina, has the recipe. I'm Risa Jill Miller. Margalit entered the 9th annual Jif Most Creative Peanut Butter Sandwich Contest and won for her unique take on the good old-fashioned PB sandwich. Her winning entry was inspired by her love of the martial arts and a combination of her favorite foods.
My wishy chicken tacos are a mix of asparagus, squash, chicken, ginger, garlic, and Jif creamy peanut butter mixed together. And believe me, it's delicious.
Each year, Jif encourages families to work together in the kitchen to foster creativity in their children. From barbecue chicken to Asian-inspired peanut butter sandwiches, the contest inspires memorable moments in the kitchen and beyond.
I really enjoy working in the kitchen with my mom. Plus, we got to visit New York City for the judging event where my sandwich won the grand prize.
Visit Jif.com for Margalit's winning recipe, tips, and information.
Dear Mom and Dad, one thing I've learned in the Army is that when you're lucky enough to get a little time off, you should put it to good use. So I'm taking a moment to write and tell you that I'm fine and doing well. We have good days and bad days over here. We try to remember the good ones and get through the bad ones as best we can. Mostly we have each other, and that's what keeps us going. That and the pride of our commitment to getting the job done, whatever it takes. I miss you all very much and can't wait to get back to life as usual. Please tell everybody hello for me, that I'll be home soon. And Mom, since you asked, if anyone wants to help, just tell them to contact the USO. You can't believe how much they do for us. With love, your son Michael.
The USO depends on the generosity of the American people. People just like you. To find out how you can help, visit us at USO.org. The USO. Until everyone comes home.
Here's another question from the Geico Savings Mailbag.
Neil from Richmond writes, if you're traveling at the speed of light and you turn your headlights on, what happens?
Well, Neil, let me answer your question with a question. If you're traveling at the speed of Geico.com, which is quite close to the speed of light, and you pay your bill online, what happens? You could save time. Lots of time.
So there you have it, Neil. Keep those headlights on and that policy updated.
For a free rate quote, visit Geico.com to see how much you could save. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Guys, remember when you were 18 with boundless energy and the stamina to do anything, anytime? Wish you could have the testosterone of your teenage years with the experience and skill you have today? Now you can with Progene Daily Complex. Progene is an all-natural herbal supplement that helps men naturally produce more testosterone. Right now, you too can try a free month's Progene supply absolutely free. 800-690-9738. Supplies are limited. 800-690-9738. 800-690-9738. Shipping and processing fees apply.
Who says you can't wear pinks, violets, blues, or greens? No one at Clinique. See for yourself at Clinique's Color Open House Workshop at Macy's. Just imagine a color you've never pulled off, suddenly looking fabulous. Let the experts show you flattering shades for your skin tone. There are goodies, too. A skin polishing scrub and illuminating face color in your choice of shade are free with your consultation. Visit Clinique's Color Open House Workshop only at Macy's. One set to a client, please, while supplies last.
800-510-8255 on Good Day. Doug Steffen with Rich McFadden, Jennifer Horn. Steve's in Willoughby, Ohio, another Buckeye. So what's your take on ethanol and the environment versus self-sufficiency, Steve?
Well, I'm as much for being a tree hugger as anyone. But the problem is that if you really look at the cost of producing ethanol from an energy standpoint, it actually, at least today, consumes more energy than the energy.
Where did you get that information, Steve?
There are several sources on the web that will discuss the actual process of distilling ethanol.
Have you checked it out on? I'll be like McFadden. Have you checked it out on Snopes?
Well, Snopes has not exactly been accurate 100% of the time.
No, I know that. Yeah, but
are
I can
sure?
happily use it against somebody like you. I like it when Richie uses
it's
it against me.
It's a source. It's a source. It's one of many sources.
Here's the fallacy in that thinking, Steve, if I may. You are correct when it comes to the production of corn. You are not correct when it comes to other things that could be used for the mash.
That was one of the points I made up, brought up to your producer, was the fact that unless we use something like cellulosic ethanol, which is extremely energy efficient to produce, that's in its infancy, and unfortunately, the money, for whatever reason, is not being put into that.
The reason is because the big corn growers and the big ag interests are interested in the subsidy that comes. Can you imagine this?
Absolutely.
They get subsidies on top of the price, which has bumped $8 a bushel this year, where 4, 5, 6 years ago, before ethanol anyway, 7, 8 years ago, a bushel of corn, $2, $3, and in that way they were making money. Now, at $8 or pushing $8, it was over $8 for a while, it's great for the corn farmers and for the people that are selling new equipment every year to all these farmers. But it isn't good in the wholesome, well-rounded view that we'd like to put forth. Lawn clippings, all kinds of mulch things that are used now.
Tons of other sources.
Exactly. All right. So you're right and you're wrong. I'm right and I'm wrong. 51 after. The best kind of conversation on Good Day.
Over the last year, Alex has told you about, and many of you have experienced, emergencies and disasters in unprecedented numbers. People have had to literally run for their lives. Folks, this is Steve Shank with eFoods Direct. I'm not here to scare you, but when disaster strikes, you won't have time to think. You must act automatically. What does a pilot do when the helicopter engine fails in flight? No time to think, just act automatically. When the alert is broadcast, the alarm sounds, or the knock comes on your door, you'll need to be ready to act without thinking of what to do or what you need. You need a 5-day extreme emergency kit. With serious supplies and real food to secure 2 adults for 5 days, this powerful $300 extreme emergency kit is free with an order of at least $995 from eFoods Direct. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633. That's eFoodsDirect.com/Alex, 800-409-5633.
Fear of falling is the number one reason seniors leave the home they love. And millions of aging Americans can no longer enjoy the pleasure of a simple bath from fear of falling. Don't leave your home. There is a solution. The revolutionary Designed for Seniors Walk-In Tub. Rediscover the soothing, luxurious pleasure of a comfortable and therapeutic bath by calling 877-513-3797. The Designed for Seniors Walk-In Tub has everything. A low step and walk-in door for easy access. Built-in heating, easy-to-reach controls with both water and air jet therapy to soothe away aches and pains. All tubs are proudly made in the USA and come with a limited lifetime warranty. Enjoy a relaxing, safe, and comfortable bath again. Call 877-513-3797 and ask for the Designed for Seniors Walk-In Tub. That's 877-513-3797. The Designed for Seniors Walk-In Tub for boomers and beyond.
Now 53 past the hour, Doug Steffens. Good Day program. We'll spend the next few minutes talking about technology. One of the things interesting in the news today is that Microsoft has decided to buy Skype. For those of you who are watching Doug and Rich, etc., on DougSteffen.com.
That means it won't work at some point soon.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Maybe fiddle with that.
But we use it all the time.
Yeah, we do.
Spoken like a true Apple snob.
That's right. That's me.
All right, well, at any rate, we have Microsoft in the focus. We'll get to that. First, though, the first part of our double-edged focus is what's up with our friend Alex Goldfein, the technology tailor. Guess what the founder of WikiLeaks calls the most appalling spying machine that's ever been invented?
What?
The founder of WikiLeaks, Mr. How quickly we forget. Assange.
Yeah.
Julian Assange.
Right. I think he's, he's a hero, but he's done a lot of good for those who are interested in truth, justice, and openness. Anyway, Alex is going to reveal to you the most appalling spying machine, at least from Assange's point of view. Up next here on Good Day.
Here's another question from the Geico Savings Mailbag.
Jason from Buffalo writes, I have a habit of hitting snooze and not being able to get up again. Any suggestions?
You know, if you get Geico to help with your renter's insurance, it's quite easy, really. You'll know you're protecting your stuff for as little as $12 a month, which I suspect will make you sleep much sounder. Then you'll just pop out of bed rested, ready to start your day.
What he's saying is, a renter's policy is basically insurance for your snooze button.
Plus most everything else you own.
Visit Geico.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
Now, the Technology Tailor Minute. Here's Alex Goldfein.
Here's a large bit of irony for you. It's about Julian Assange, the founder of WikiLeaks. You know the company. It made news over the last year for releasing confidential government and corporate documents publicly. Well, Assange gave an interview to a Russian news site last week, and in it, he called Facebook, quote, the most appalling spying machine that has ever been invented. This is still Assange talking here. Quote, here we have the world's most comprehensive database about people, their relationships, their names, their addresses, their locations, and the communications with each other, their relatives, all sitting within the United States, all accessible to U.S. intelligence. Close quote. All of this is fine except for one little thing. Everybody on Facebook volunteers this information. And the question that I often ask is, do we care that the government or hackers can possibly, maybe, get at our Facebook updates or our innocent family pictures? Does it matter? No, I'm not certain, but I'm leaning towards no. We don't really care. And no, it doesn't really matter. I'm Alex Goldfin.
Women move the world, and Caltrate helps move them.
I asked my gram to sponsor me in her walkathon.
And I said, okay, but she'd have to sponsor me back, because I'm walking too.
Caltrate provides the essential calcium that helps keep bones strong and muscles moving. Caltrate gives us 1,200 milligrams of calcium and 800 IU of vitamin D.
We'll do the full 5 miles.
And do it together.
Caltrate helps women keep moving because women move the world.
Wow.
That's
Jennifer.
Right.
Yes.
You are so important.
You move
I am powerful,
me.
Hard
buddy.
To
you
believe.
You move us.
You
Jennifer.
Are as I important you. As you are. All right. So Microsoft is ready to buy Skype Technologies. $8.5 billion. Biggest deal for a software company. So far in all this digital world. So what about this good, bad Microsoft saying nothing, Skype saying nothing? Money losing Skype is the way it's referred to. I just did a little Google search.
Really?
The first thing that came up was money losing Skype. Makes a good fit, though, to compete with Apple and Google. Why? What does Apple have and what does Google have? It's like Skype. For those of us who are on
Google has a video chat service within their mail system, and actually I've tested that a little bit. It's pretty good. It's comparable to Skype.
It is.
Uh-huh. It's not as widely used, I don't think. And then Apple has FaceTime if you have the thing, and then they also have like a chat system, but it's only Apple to Apple.
Mm-hmm.
You can't really use it unless you have an Apple.
We were talking about the video of the day, speaking of technology, today at DougStephan.com, an amazing overview of how we could get rid of the of jillions of gallons of oil and natural gas used every year in coal by making the highways in our country solar highways. It is very doable. It's very much, I'm so proud of American entrepreneurialism when you see these ideas. The guy who says, we could do all of the things and make the roads harder. I mean, you got to have the roads be able to withstand a 40,000-pound truck barreling down it. But you can do that with the technologies around today. You just have to put all of them together. Don't you think that's a cool idea? Very.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm going to watch this now.
Yeah. And also, a couple of days ago, we had Facebook friends sending in a video for Mother's Day. Those of you who are still in a Mother's Day mood, check that out. All the videos at DougStephan.com.